It is said that St. Patrick, faced with the daunting task of explaining to the pagan Irish the mystery of the Trinity, did what all good teachers do. He sought a visual image. Legend has it that he picked a stalk of shamrock and held it up, the trefoil leaf symbolizing the three in one. While the image of the shamrock has become the national icon, today's feast reminds us of its original symbolism, one God in three persons. In a few moments, in the words of the Creed, we will declare our faith in the one God, who is presented to us as a trinity of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But what does the Creed say to us? Consider the opening words. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. The Bible invites us to see the entire drama of creation not as blind chance, but as an outpouring of God's love. A great saint described God as generous without measure, and the poet Dante spoke of the love which moves the sun and the stars. The outpouring of God's love is generous, exuberant, and even extravagant, a love in which we live and move and have our being. The scriptures constantly exhort us to praise God the Creator. For example, Psalm 135 proclaims, "Give thanks to the Lord of Lords, who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever." And in the book of Daniel we read, "O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest praise forever." In today's Gospel passage, Jesus answers the question, what is the extent of God's love? He says, "God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life." The utter self-giving of God's love is summed up in those few words. We express our faith in God's deeply personal love for us as we proclaim, "I believe in the one Lord Jesus Christ, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and became man, and for our sake he was crucified, suffered death, and rose again." St. John the Evangelist sums it up by saying, "This is how we know love. He laid down his life for us." Jesus himself said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down your life for your friends." St. John, in his account of the death of Jesus, says, "One of the soldiers pierced his side with a lance, and immediately out came blood and water." It is a love poured out to the last drop. The English martyr, St. Robert Suthel, wrote, "He loved our love more than his life, and love with life did buy." Contemplating his love for us awakens in our hearts love for him. Jesus, who personifies God's utter self-giving love, at the Last Supper gave his disciples a new commandment. "Just as I have loved you, you must also love one another." Then, after the resurrection, he instructed his disciples to go and announce to the world a new way of living, the way of love. Through his passion, death, and resurrection, Jesus let loose upon the world a new power, the power of self-giving love. And that revolution of love is stronger than any physical force. We, his followers, must realize that we reveal his love, not only in telling the story of Jesus, but by living the story of Jesus. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples. To enable his disciples to live this new commandment, Jesus promised, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, the Spirit of Truth." Jesus continually asks his Father to pour into our hearts the same Spirit that fills his own heart. Therefore, in gratitude, we proclaim, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son." The attributes of that Spirit St. Paul lists as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Each time we make the sign of the cross, we are reminded that we are to love others as the Father loves us, that we are loved as the Father loves the Son, Jesus Christ. And by the love poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we are to make God real by being for others a caring heart, a helping hand, a listening ear, and for all, a channel of love. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.